Hey, we've got an exciting event coming up on Friday, September 20th, a cocktail party, theatrical event, if you will, in support of Delaware Shakespeare and the Del Shakes Community Tour. What's this all about?
Hopefully it's about a lot of fun. So more and more, the work of Delaware Shakespeare has really become focused on gathering the broadest possible mix of the community together to experience these plays and to celebrate our shared humanity. And that requires some creative fundraising. the centerpiece of this work is our community tour, where every fall we take a Shakespeare play on the road to places like prisons and homeless shelters and community centers. And this fall, we're doing Romeo and Juliet for our community tour. So for our fundraiser, we've created an event called Delaware in Love, where we've gathered a bunch of great celebrities, if you will, who are each going to be putting their own special spin on the characters of Romeo and Juliet.
I like it. Celebrities. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's name these celebrities, because I'm looking at the list, but of course people can't see that on the radio. So let's talk about the celebrities involved with Delaware in Love.
So we've got former Governor Jack and First Lady Carla Markell, who are our honorary chairs. And then Senator Chris Coons and his daughter Maggie will actually be participating via video. And then we've got local authors, Marissa De Los Santos and David Teague, Drury Fennell and Lisa Goodman. We've got Lynn Howard and Don Brown, who are kind of from the political and corporate world. David Plaza and his wife Mihaela Plaza. David is a local corporate person as well. And then Sharon and Ryan McPherson, who are with our friends at Opera Delaware. They're actually going to be singing at the event. My wife and I will be participating. And then we have a great lady named Katrina Watson, who actually saw one of our first community tour productions and has gotten involved in the local theater world since then. And so she's going to be appearing as well and doing a Juliet monologue.
So really, we're celebrating the love of people, the love of families. Like you said, you and your wife are doing this. What does this mean for the communities that experience these types of plays and this type of art?
What we found over the last 3 years of doing this is that the communities that we take the place to have been our most wonderful and bold audiences. And it seems to be about 50-50 about, people who have had the chance to see Shakespeare before, or people that are just, wow, this is my first time seeing this. And I didn't think I'd like Shakespeare, or I didn't think that, I could understand Shakespeare. And they're finding that Shakespeare just speaks their life and is really a great way to spend 2 hours. Well, yeah, they're really powerful, intimate experiences. I mean, we go to places, we don't want anybody to be eliminated. So we don't require that the places we go have theater spaces or anything like that. We perform in cafeterias and conference rooms, and we basically have a 15x15 square on the ground that we do the play in, and then we put chairs around on all four sides, and it's just really up close and intimate. A lot of great audience interaction, and the audience responses over the 3 years we've been doing this have been some of the most thrilling that I've ever had the opportunity to watch and observe, and it's really generated a lot of community interest and support as well, as you can see from all these celebrities who are going to be taking place in Delaware in Love. People really want to support this work and be a part of sharing great theater with as many people as possible in our community.
Give us the day, date, and time, and how we can get tickets, or is it free?
It is not free. This is a fundraiser so that we can make our theater offerings free to the public. So it's Friday, September 20th at 6 p.m. The event's going to be held at the Opera Delaware Studios. You can get tickets at delshakes.org. And our sweetheart ticket level is $90. But if people really want to support in other ways, there's lots of other levels on there as well. People can get behind it and put their money where their support is.